Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Caleb Norman, a senior at West Monroe High School, Graham Scarborough, a junior at West Monroe High School, and guys, today we're talking about Willy Wonka. West Monroe High School's production of Willy Wonka going on throughout the week this week. Welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here. Let me start with you, Caleb. You're Charlie from Willy Wonka. You're a young boy in the play, right?
Yes, sir.
And tell me a little premise about Willy Wonka, because I had to go back and refresh my memory. It's been a while. It's been a long while. What's happening in Willy Wonka?
Well, it all starts off with Willy Wonka, and he like comes out, starts singing, of course, the classic song "Pure Imagination," and then he tells everyone, he says, "Well, my retirement's long overdue." So he starts a contest, and he puts 5 golden tickets into Wonka bars around the world, and he tries to do a contest to see if he can find someone to replace him, mostly a child. He wants like a young dreaming child that can make new candy dreams come true.
Candy dreams. Graham, that's your job. You're Willy Wonka in this play. Tell me, what did you do to get ready for Willy Wonka? Did you like go back and watch the movies or look at the recent Johnny Depp movie or go back to the old Gene Wilder? Or how did you get ready?
Well, I watched a little bit of both. It's a big mix, the whole thing. It takes a lot of practice to get ready. And we've been practicing since January with our lines and our singing, and it's going to be good.
You guys always put on a good show. I happen to know you guys because I've worked with you the last 2 or 3 or 4 years. I always go and help with the sound and stuff when y'all do these productions. And this one is kind of a neat one. Talk to me a little bit about the process for you. Caleb, how do you get into the character of the young boy, Charlie?
Well, of course, Charlie's a young kid. He's probably about, if I had to guess, he's probably about 9, 10, somewhere around then. So, it was really just when I first got the character, I had to just, and started reading my lines, I had to develop the mindset of what it was like to be that young. It was just, to make, that the world is just your oyster. You can just do whatever you want with it at that young age. And then, of course, I watched the movies to understand, what did they have in the vision of Charlie in the movie? And I just took my own template from that.
So Willy Wonka, the chocolate maker, he's going to retire, has the contest. He puts out the 5 golden tickets in the candy bars. What happens then? Okay, you find the golden tickets. You're a kid. Mm-hmm. Now what do you do with it?
Well, now I go to the chocolate factory. I choose to take my grandpa. Everyone can bring one family member with them, so I bring my grandpa Joe. And everybody meets outside the factory, and then Mr. Wonka walks out. He takes us inside, and he takes us throughout a tour of the factory. So,
Mr. Wonka, question for you. Are you wearing the – you got a cool costume, I know.
I do.
Are you just, wearing it around school all the time at West Monroe?
Actually, I did. I wore it to the rest of my classes yesterday.
I was wondering about that. Somehow I figured that might be happening. You guys are doing school shows in the morning, and, folks, it's real early in the morning. Y'all got an 8 o'clock show this morning. And then you turn around and do an evening show for the adults and whoever comes at night, right?
Yes, sir.
So shows continue tonight at 7, Saturday at 7, and then Sunday there's a Sunday afternoon, a big matinee show. What time does that get going?
2 o'clock p.m.
And that one's always a big one because folks will get up and go to church and go eat lunch and then come watch the play. Talk to me, Charlie, we get to, or Graham, we get to the chocolate factory, and now you've got 5 kids with 5 golden tickets. Take me through what's happening and what the plot of the play is.
Well, as Willy Wonka, I'm trying to find someone who's going to replace me. So I take the kids through all these rooms, and each room is designed specifically for a kid. And I'm testing them to see if they're going to be worthy of taking over my factory, and they're not going to be greedy. So first, Augustus Gloop, he loves food, and he just can't get enough of it. So as soon as I show him my chocolate river, he just falls right in, and he gets sucked up.
So he's out.
He's out.
All right.
And then we go along, and then comes Violet Beauregard, and she is obsessed with gum. And so I have this new thing called the Everlasting Gobstopper. and it's a piece of gum that has three different meals in it. It's a pea soup, roast beef, and blueberry ice cream. But the blueberry ice cream isn't quite good yet because it turns her into a blueberry.
Okay. So she's out. She's a blueberry now.
She's out.
Yeah. What happens to Charlie?
Right after the blueberry scene, we go to the next scene, which is the fizzy lift and drink room. And so Wonka's explaining what they do. It's a drink that makes you float on air. And so Charlie just so happens to get distracted by something, and they leave without Charlie and his grandfather. And so they taste the fizzy lift and drink. They start flying, and no one knows. Like, Wonka doesn't notice that we're not with the group yet anymore. And so, I mean, we just start flying. No one knows. We get into a little trouble because we almost get chopped up into a fan because we keep flying higher and higher. But once we figured out the way to get down is to just burp your way down, and then we get back to the ground, we hurry back to the group. So,
and nobody knows that that you guys just flew and you gave in to temptation.
No.
All right. The other two, let's see, Veruca Salt.
So then Veruca, she is just a brat. She thinks that she deserves everything in the world because her father's given it to her. And so she wants a squirrel, and she gets shot into the garbage incinerator.
Caleb Norman and Graham Scarborough with me. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is going on all week. How do you get tickets to the play at West Monroe High School?
I don't believe we have tickets available at the Go Rebs website, so you can just go straight up to the door and get your tickets.
Just walk in and get your tickets.
Yes, sir.
Caleb Norman, he's Charlie Bucket. Graham Scarborough, Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka is going on the spring musical at West Monroe High School. You can find out more by visiting our website, kedm.org.